The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me just make a couple more comments about the previous segment, then I'll move on. And hey, by the way, again, welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida as well. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Before the break, I was talking about an interview that Amy Grant granted to an Apple podcast by a homosexual host, where she basically said, the only thing that matters is love. That's the only thing that matters. God doesn't care who you love. The only important thing is to know that you are accepted, you are loved, God doesn't care, your behavior doesn't matter. What you do doesn't matter. Now, folks, listen. There is so much false love out there. That's not loving. There's nothing loving about that. That's like the kid in the grocery store. You've all seen him or her in the shopping cart, throwing things all over, grabbing things off the shelf, yelling, screaming, shouting, hitting, kicking the mother, the father, and so forth. And the poor mother or the poor father is going, please don't. Oh, please don't do that. Don't do that. And if you would confront that mother or father, I'm not saying you should, even though you want to, why don't you do something about it? Well, they're a good boy, they're a good girl, and I love them too much to discipline them. Say what? No. That's not love. That's not even tolerance. In reality, it's actually child abuse, because children need to be taught. Children need to be disciplined. Scripture says that. A loving father chastises his children. That's one of the evidences. That's one of the proofs that you're a child of God, the chastisement of a loving, caring heavenly father. But there is so much false love, and it is sweeping through evangelicalism. Well, we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We can't say anything in our church about marriage, family, same-sex relationships, because somebody might get upset. They might have their feelings hurt. Well, now, wait a minute. What is more important, what God says or someone's feelings? But you see, that is a sign of the liberal left, if you were listening yesterday. The liberal left doesn't deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotions and feeling. It's all about feelings. And so people have been brainwashed to believe that accepting or even embracing sinful behavior, whatever it is, it's not just same sex, sinful behavior of any kind, adultery, lying, cheating, stealing, whatever it is, to accept and embrace sinful behavior is not love. Now, I wasn't planning on getting into this, but let me do it. And I say this often, but it bears repeating. Why does God call anything sin? Have you thought about that? If you read the Bible, you see the S word a lot, sin. Why does God call anything sin? Well, here's the common viewpoint. Well, God's a big bully up in the clouds, and he doesn't want anybody to have any fun. And so sometime in eternity past, God took out this gigantic roll of paper and spread it across the universe, and everything that was fun, enjoyable, he called it sin, because he doesn't want you to have a good time. That was part of the lie that Satan told Eve in the garden. God's holding out on you. You know the reason he doesn't want you to eat the fruit of that tree? Because you'd be like him. He's holding out on you. Okay, that is a blatant, devilish, satanic lie out of the pit of hell. So why does God call certain things, actions, behaviors, habits, sin? Because he is our creator, and he is the ultimate authority on what is good for us and what is bad for us, what will help us, what will hurt us. He is the ultimate loving, caring parent. And listen to me carefully, because if you don't understand this, you need to understand this today. The only reason God ever called anything sin is because it will hurt you. It will harm you. And so God says, don't do it. That's why you don't give a shiny knife to a two-year-old. What two-year-old wouldn't like to play with a shiny, shiny, but very, very sharp knife? It's pretty, it's shiny, it sparkles, it reflects the sunlight. But no loving parent would put a sharp knife in the hand of a two-year-old. Why? Because it will hurt you. Now, if the child finds that knife by accident and you take it out of their hand quickly, by the way, how does the child respond? Oh, thank you for taking that sharp object out of my hand, because I could have cut myself. Now the kid throws a temper tantrum. Because that's what kids do. When something is taken away from them that they like, that they want, but their parents understand it will harm them. And so there is nothing loving about accepting or embracing something, anything, that God calls sin. And yet today, now, the liberal churches have been doing this for years, but this is really sweeping in to the evangelical church in the name of tolerance, and I'm sorry to say it, but in the name of nickels and noses. We got to get people into the church. We don't want to drive people away, so we are advertising ourselves as a welcoming church. Now, most of you know what that means if you see that on the sign in front of it. We are a welcoming church. It means, hey, your sin is not a problem here. Now, from a biblical perspective, there should be no place on planet Earth more welcoming than a Bible-believing New Testament church. There should be no place on the planet where people are genuinely, truly loved and welcomed more than a church. But it's also the place where the truth is told. And if you've noticed, truth is narrow. 2 plus 2, always the same. All truth is pretty narrow. So we must avoid the unbiblical extremes. The condemnation, shame, God hates fags. Got to avoid that. But we also must avoid at all cost. God doesn't care about your sin. I got news. Jesus Christ came to this earth to pay for that sin. Jesus died on the cross to set people free from their sin, not to save them in their sin. Got that? We are saved from sin and its penalty and its consequences and its power. And even one day we will be saved from the presence of sin. But to say that Jesus saved us to leave us in our sin is to make a mockery of Calvary. And many people are doing that today, including a whole bunch of Christian musicians and Christian artists. Can't embrace it, folks. Truth is truth. Speak it in love. Proclaim it in love, Christ-like love. But speak the truth. Agree? Disagree? Want to talk about it? 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, let's shift gears here for the next few minutes. How is that defund the police thing working out across America that we heard all last summer? I mean, we heard it all last summer from the liberal left. We got to defund the police. The problem is not gangs, lawlessness. The problem is the police. Now, may I very quickly say, are there bad cops? Yeah, there are. And they should be weeded out, terminated, if necessary, disciplined. But I am convinced that the overwhelming majority of police are good people who are simply serving their community because they want to help other people. I believe that's the overwhelming majority. There are bad apples in every profession. Look at some of the big-time preachers and what has happened to them. Does that mean that all pastors are crooks? Of course not. But we heard this. We got to defund the police. The police are the problem. We got to defund the police. We heard this here. I don't know about Tampa, Florida, but here in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, well, we heard that. Our mayor threw the whole police department under the bus. It was shameful. It was absolutely shameful. Well, it's not working out real well. Some of the major cities that in the last 12 months have defunded a good portion of their police, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia. How has that worked out in the last 12 months? Well, can I give you some facts, some statistics? Atlanta, Georgia has seen a 58% increase in homicides. 58%. Got to defund the police. 58% increase in homicides. Portland, Oregon. Are you ready for this? I had to double check this figure. 533% rise in homicides. 500%. Philadelphia, a 37% jump in homicides. New York City, 54% climb in shootings. Los Angeles, a 51% increase in shootings. Chicago, believe it or not, Chicago's only had an 18% uptick in shootings. And the reason for that is it was already so extremely, extremely bad. But you see, this comes back to to worldview. There are two major worldviews. Now, you could subdivide those into dozens of worldviews, but there are two major ones. There is the secular humanist worldview, which sadly, tragically, is embraced by many Christian denominations. It's secular, it's humanist, but Christians embrace it. And then there's the biblical worldview. Now, the big, big difference. A biblical worldview begins with the fallen nature of man. Adam and Eve were created innocent, perfect. They sinned, they fell, and their fallen nature passed on to every subsequent generation until today. Man is fallen. Man has a fallen nature in desperate need of redemption. Man left all alone will spiral downward because that's his nature. But then there's the secular humanist worldview that says man is inherently good. Everybody is kind of a little god. And the only reason anybody ever does anything bad is because they haven't had the right influence. They haven't had enough opportunities. You just need to give them more money. Give them more money. Give them more opportunities. Give them more welfare checks. Give them more money because they just haven't had the opportunity. Because they're inherently good. And therefore, we don't really ultimately need the police because they're not bad. They just need to be encouraged. Yeah. So the whole defund the police thing is operating off of this worldview that says people are inherently good. You can trust them to do the right thing. Well, which worldview has been validated? That without police and restraints and law and order, man will get worse and worse? Or if you remove police and all of that law and order and just encourage them and talk nice and have conversation, things will get better. I think it's pretty clear which worldview has been validated. Now, I said all of that to say this. The American public is finally waking up. USA Today just did a poll, and I mean they just released it. 77% of Americans say, you know what? We need more police. Yeah, the liberal left has been saying, fewer police, fewer police. Americans are beginning to wake up. This is a USA Today poll. 77% of Americans say we would like additional police officers deployed on the streets. And 62% said the budgets of police departments needs to increase. Yeah. That whole defund the police, it's not working out real well. And Americans are finally waking up. Yeah. All right. Quick break. We'll be back with the 5 o'clock hour in mere moments.